to praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Barry Shamish. We're going to be talking about, of course, what's going on over in Israel, which is a mirror in many respects of what's going on here in the United States, because both countries are controlled by the same people, not the wicked Zionists who rule the world, but by the people from the Council on Foreign Relations, who are globalists, whose loyalty is not to the United States or to Israel, but to this dream of world government. And, of course, the CFR crowd, along with the Bilderbergers, Trilateral Commission, Club of Rome, and the other elitists who are all deeply involved, at least the leadership is deeply involved in the occult, have been for years trying to convince us it's all the Zionists. They're the ones who are at fault. Whatever Zionist is, people who believe characteristically and the fact that Israel is the chosen land, the Jews are the chosen people, and God has a purpose for the Jewish nation, which I happen to believe. Anyway, people do not understand that we have a one-party system in the United States, just as they have over in Israel, where, of course, all the political parties really are controlled and infiltrated, and the policy doesn't change, whether we have the Democrats or Republicans in power. Why, we always move towards the one-world government, strengthening the United Nations, new treaties undermining our sovereignty, whether it be the North American Union or the Lost Treaty, the Law of the Sea Treaty. You have to understand that there has been, for thousands of years, this plan to bring about a world government, and we live at the most exciting time in history, because that plan is unfolding today. Well, without further ado, let's get to Barry, because he always works to have a good program for us with new ideas and pointing out the things that are happening in Israel. And then I want you, as you listen to that, to carry this back to what's happening in the United States, because the destiny of the United States and of Israel are interlocked, and there's no way we're going to change it. As America betrays Israel, though, I fear that one day God is going to bring his judgment on our country. Well, go ahead, Barry. It's good to have you with us.
Good morning. I don't know if these are new ideas. This is just the news.
All right. Well, let's hear them.
Well, first of all, this Sunday, I'm getting married in a Jewish ceremony. I thought I'd add that, because I'm very pleased about that.
I am, too. I
think my wife converted. When we first met, the first thing she said to me is, I want to be a Jew. That was a very convincing argument. And after like 2.5 years of wanting this and studying and whatever, we're actually going to have a ceremony. She got converted last Sunday. The rabbi agreed that she was ready, and wasting no time, we're going to get a Jewish household going as of this Sunday. Thought I'd mention that.
Well, I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. Now the other stuff, which I sent out an article yesterday, a funny article. It was called Moses Meets the Burning Bush. And, of course, the burning bush would be George Bush. So I retold the story in modern terms. And it got a lot of reaction, as did the wedding announcement. I've got at least 60 congratulatory emails, and all of them also noticed the article. And the article basically said George Bush is coming to Israel on January 9th, and if you people want to save your lives, you will follow him, harass him, and make his trip a living nightmare. But I didn't write that. I just said that that's what you've got to do. You have a chance to let the world know how you feel about all this. But, of course, it won't happen. There's no chance it will happen. Nonetheless, I tried. My conscience is clean. Now, how do I know it won't happen? Last night I got an email from the last protest group left in Israel. The only one are the women in green. And, well, they sometimes get 200 people out to a protest, as we last recall, without understanding why they were protesting Condoleezza Rice. The women in green did protest Condoleezza Rice outside Olmert's house in Jerusalem, and the leader of the women in green, Nadia Matar, was sitting on a fence, and she was arrested. And they don't understand that this is the only protest that matters. She was arrested for nothing because she was protesting the New World Order and didn't know it. Now, last night they send out a whole article, which is kind of like what I wrote, except very, very unhumorous. And they say that George Bush is coming on January the 9th, and we're going to react by building a new settlement. Oh, I felt the same way. I mean, really, well, Bush is coming, so let's put up a trailer on a hill somewhere that nobody will see, and that'll show them. And I looked at this, and I said, ladies, if you really care about the land of Israel, you won't put up a silly settlement which the army will pull down the next day. They'll be delighted if you go up on a hill somewhere and claim that you're putting up a settlement. They'll just knock it down when Bush leaves town. And I wrote them back, and I said, stop with this nonsense. It's about as bad as sending out a petition, and it'll get just about as much notice. Bush is coming to town. The whole media are going to be focusing on Bush, and no one is going to care that you put up a trailer or two somewhere. But I don't think they see it. And this is the main problem. They think that they're actually doing some good. They're doing no good whatsoever, and I don't think they understand that. And I wrote them, and I said, make Bush's trip a nightmare. And I said, if you really want to do something with the cameras of the world on you, and you've really got a case to tell, and it's a very, very tough case to sell thanks to a PSYOP operation, which is at least 20 years old, if not older, that the settlers are evil and the ancient land of Israel is worthless. Whoops.
We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shammas here at the American Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest is Barry Shamish, and he's simply pointing out that if you're going to demonstrate, you've got to demonstrate in front of the where the cameras are. If you've got to be a place where you're going to draw attention to what you're doing. Otherwise, so much of what goes on is totally futile, and we see this in so many of the conservative and anti-communist and Christian groups here in the United States. They've got everybody busy, you know, and doing busy work so that they feel that they're doing something, but nothing really gets done. And that's really why they set up, they are set up, at least here in the United States, so that the energy, so that the frustration of the average American can be dissipated, but nothing will happen. The one thing the other side fears is that people are going to call attention to the fact that we have a one-party system in America. Our leaders are dedicated to the betrayal of our nation, of our sovereignty, that these people are traitors by definition. They themselves are terrorists. And if people were out demonstrating in front of the Council on Foreign Relations in New York City or the headquarters of the Trilateral Commission or the headquarters of the Lucis Trust, they would call attention to what's going on. And, of course, with Barry's feeling is that now the women in green in Israel, are they going to do something that will be of no significance at all? And they don't understand that this is not how you get the people mobilized, but the trouble is they're playing games with our minds. They have infiltrated our conservative organizations, and I don't know anything about the leadership of the women in green. Barry can tell you about that, and maybe they're just being misled. But believe me, all of our conservative organizations have been infiltrated, and so if you have responsible leaders, they've been neutralized. Go ahead, Barry.
Well, somehow, against all odds, you have to, if you're writing, get people to listen to you.
Right.
It's just part of the game. If you're a writer and no one's reading your books, you're not a writer. It's a very egotistical craft in that respect that you actually have to seek out an audience. There's no choice. Now, I've been very, very fortunate in the kind of people who've heard my message, and that's turned into something most interesting. Two people, one in Israel, one in Canada, translated my book, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin, into Spanish. And yesterday, I advertised for the first time, we put up what is it? Ki Muto Arabin, whatever it is in Spanish, is now up on Lulu.com. Somebody did this without any reward, without any expectation of financial gain. They actually translated that whole book and edited it. And, I mean, how many people will do that? You know, for opposition writers, whatever. I mean, I gave these people dedication in some way. And now we have the book up in its seventh language. And if, you know, if there's any Spanish listeners, just go to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. It says search right in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. And you'll see, the book now in Spanish. And I guess that's kind of a, In a very small way, it's a breakthrough. It's not a bestseller, for all I know, it won't even sell one book. But it was translated and was edited. That's quite an accomplishment, just because people believe in what I'm doing. So
is that Baibar Gaza?
No, that's Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin.
Okay, fine, great.
So it's up in Spanish. And if nothing else, I got two people to translate the book just based on my writing. They believed in it. That's happened in French. A person had it published in France and Germany. Russian. Well, whatever. It's the seventh language the book has appeared in. And so I'm kind of proud of that. I don't know if it'll do anything. I guess it won't. I may as well just accept that it won't. But when all is said and done, these people believed in what I'm saying enough to take months to get this book down.
Well,
so,
Gary, you have to understand that what you do is not going to save the world, but it's going to play a part in saving the world. And you and others, similar people all throughout the world, each one playing a little part in what's going on. So don't get discouraged. I think it's exciting the book is going to be available in Spanish, and you never know who that one person or few people are that you may impact upon, and who knows what impact they may have on others. So don't be discouraged. I think it's exciting.
Thank you. I'm not discouraged by this. I'm grateful for this. But I have to keep a perspective of I've been in this war for 12 years now, and it's like the people in the speech I gave in New York. I spoke to the 9/11 fifth anniversary alternative convention, where I had a big audience, 500 or 600 people anyways, and everyone was giving speeches that the American people are waking up and victory is around the corner. And I got up, and my last words to my speech were, I've been at this, people, for 12 years, and if you really believe that victory is on the way, you're in for a bad surprise. People didn't like that message, but they're going to have to live with it. The other side are not giving up, and they've got all the power. We've just got a big mouth, but we don't have any power. Nonetheless, when Bush gets to Israel, he's got an amazing surprise waiting for him. And by the way, when a dozen people anyway sent me the article, they were just as surprised as I was, that the head of the Yitzhak Rabin's last bodyguard unit, and by the way, his name is Amnon Ben-Ami, and I'll talk about him briefly. Nonetheless, he'll be guarding George Bush. He's arranging to guard the American president in Israel. The man who guarded Rabin on the night he got murdered. Now, first of all, it doesn't matter if you accept my thesis or you've read my book. This is one really stupid thing to do. Outright, he's already lost one prime minister. What was he trying for president as well? Nonetheless, that was the announcement from the Israeli government that Amnon Ben-Ami, Yitzhak Rabin's last bodyguard, would be guiding Bush. Did you know this, by the way, before I wrote it?
No, I didn't. I think that was fascinating.
Wow.
And, I would think that ordinarily, if you lost, one president, you would certainly be demoted or you'd be retired very gracefully.
Oh, not in Israel.
Only around to guard an American president.
You only get advanced after an assassination. I've got a whole list of those. After the so-called Hebron massacre, which they blamed one Baruch Goldstein for doing, which he did not do, the head of the Jewish department, which ran Goldstein, his name was Carmi Gilon, instead of being fired, was made head of the whole Shabak. After the Rabin assassination, his personal bodyguard is sent to Washington to be head of the embassy there. There's no such thing as a demotion in Israel after an assassination or murder. Your career just gets better and better. Now, Amnon Ben-Ami, I know the guy a bit, just an itty bit. I've certainly met him at a press conference or two. He was Rabin's spokesman. Now, he was a broadcaster in Israel, and in his time during the 70s, he was very famous. He was the Walter Cronkite of Israel. He's a very tall, fairly handsome man. He's got to be about 6'4", and which in Israel is very tall. It's not a tall people. But here's the big one. What is a media head? Our Walter Cronkite, in order to be the head of Rabin's bodyguard units, he's got to be a member of the Shabak. You can't guard the prime minister if you're not a member of the Secret Services. This says so much about our media and where their ties really are and who they really appoint to give us our opinions when this person, who will be guarding Bush, lest we get lost about this, becomes Rabin's chief bodyguard. Amnon Ben-Ami, he was on the news every night, and he was working for the Shabak. And that again already tells us how we form our opinions and where our viewpoints come from. When the Secret Services have infiltrated the nightly news of Israel, you know that you're not getting the news the way you want to hear it. By the way, I assume a version of that is taking place in America. I've been watching your news because there's no choice, and it is extremely tilted in the direction of the government, even when it criticizes the government. And who knows how many of these people are CIA fronts or God knows what else. But Israel has proven now that Amnon Ben-Ami is going to guard George Bush after he was head of the bodyguard unit the night that Yitzhak Rabin was murdered. Good luck, George. Have a nice trip. Hello?
Yes, I'm hanging on your every word, and let's hope George Bush is safe. And many people would say, why would you say something like that? And I would simply point out, if anything should happen to George Bush, who would replace him? And if you think that George is bad, you ought to have Dick Cheney in as the president. So let's pray that George is safe, because I think Dick Cheney would be a total disaster.
Well, Cheney's enemy running for the Republican, Dennis Kuznick, is he Republican?
Kucinich, you mean?
Yes.
No, he's a Democrat.
All right. He's a vicious opponent of Cheney.
And with good justification.
Well, nonetheless, I also put something in the article that everyone seems to have ignored. Dennis Kucinich. Is that better?
Yeah.
Well, his brother was murdered about a week ago.
Oh, that's a
Did
shame.
You know that?
That is sometimes a way of... do we know why he was murdered? Or?
Pardon me?
Do we know why the brother was murdered?
Well, why he was murdered. Because his brother hates Cheney. I mean, why was Paul Wellstone murdered? Wellstone was the Minnesota, I believe, congressman. I'm not the American expert, but nonetheless, his plane went down above Duluth. He was the only congressman who opposed the Iraq War. He voted against going into Iraq,
right.
And his plane went down. You do not fool with these people. They're very, very dangerous. Kucinich's brother is Perry. He was found in his apartment, and the police don't know why he was dead. This was a week ago. And as I said, you don't have to be really heavily involved in conspiracy theory to start asking why the candidate who hates Cheney's brother is dead. This is going on in Israel, on a monthly basis. They knock off the families of the candidates of the opposition. You've got that in America, but nobody said a word. I thought there would be something said about this.
Nothing. No, I hadn't even heard of Barry. That's why we like to have you on. You always bring up some of the more interesting things, but there's no question at all that they do have paid assassins. They don't, the CIA doesn't do it. They hire somebody else to do it. And, of course, that is unconscionable. And anybody who doubts that, the former head of the NSA, the most secret, top secret, most powerful organization in America, the National Security Agency, also known as no such agency, but General William Odom wrote a book in 2003 called Fixing Intelligence, in which he simply asked questions like, should the CIA be assassinating people? Should the CIA have journalists planted in the American media? Should the American military be setting up dossiers on American citizens? That's his way of telling the American people these things are going on. He can't come out and say it, but he can ask the questions.
Well, many people, of course.
Well, I would hope not, at least not our listeners.
Well, that, there's a bright spot in the morning, isn't there?
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Stan back here, I guess, is Barry Shamus. And before we go on, Barry, would you like to get your website out, how people can get your books and how people can get your DVDs?
Sure. About the website, I would go into the section called Articles, and my latest should be up today, and look at the Dennis Kucinich news and then just double-click it. And you'll find out about that so-called. I think they're going to call it a suicide. That's the usual excuse for dead bodies that make no sense. Just go to you know what? Just write in BarryChamish.com, and it'll take you to the website. And as for my own stuff, I'm going to leave a phone number for my DVDs. Your engineer actually is being very, very kind to me, and is going to be sending me the Vatican one. And we're going to talk why that's relevant one second. But I have a DVD called The Vatican's Latest Crusade for Jerusalem, which is, well, you phone me and you watch it. My number is 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605. And, of course, my books are on lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. Write C-H-A-M-I-S-H, Chamish, under search, and it'll take you to them. And now, did you know Tony Blair's going to be a Catholic?
Yes, I read that. I heard that, and I'm saying, what in heaven's name is this all about?
Well, it's all about that the Middle East has a negotiator. He's got the chief arbitrator of the quartet who has a home in Jerusalem so that he can watch over everything. He's doing it for the Vatican. That's what it's all about. And I have been writing this for the longest time, that the Vatican wants Jerusalem, and they do not want Jews sitting in Jerusalem. They want a crusade to get the Jews out of Jerusalem. Forget the rest of Israel. It's all connected, and it's very messy. And they're using the local hostilities, which have been pumped up from the very beginning. There could have been peace with Jews and Arabs, and lasting peace, way back in the teens and 20s. You know what, I'll do this some other show, but there were negotiations between the religious Jews and the Arabs. The Arabs saw a great benefit in having European Jewish money coming in and helping them stop the being peasants. And there were serious negotiations with which the labor Zionists, of course, destroyed with the murder of someone named Dahan. But nonetheless, since 1917, when the British took over Jerusalem, the pumping up of the hatred has now reached a point where the Arabs hate the Jews no less than the Nazis did. And this is terribly artificial. But who's behind the crusade to put an end to Israel? We're not going to mention the CFR and Condoleezza Rice. I mean, that's certainly the weapon they're using. But there is Tony Blair, who has announced that he would become a Catholic. And what's worrisome, he said he didn't do it while he was Prime Minister of Britain. And this is his quote, in case lest people think that he was a nutter. So he's waiting till now to announce that the chief arbitrator of the Middle East conflict for the quartet is doing it for the Vatican. And this is, well, I mean, what have I been saying? Why did I make this DVD? All this time I've been saying that the Vatican have not stopped their crusade to make Jerusalem their capital. This is a part of their theology. And they kill people. They cause crusades and inquisitions, and they're extremely dangerous people. Well, that's what we've got in Jerusalem. Now, what makes this especially bothersome is the week that he announces, which was, by the way, it was last week. It was like, really was a matter of 6 or 7 days ago that he announced officially that he would be converting to Catholicism, which, by the way, an Anglican Prime Minister of Britain doing this is extremely serious. It's not just a personal decision, it's a national decision. But nonetheless, the same week that he announces it, I think the same day even, the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem announces that Israel is a force of evil, and he doesn't recognize the Jewish claims to Israel. And this is all going on, and nobody seems to understand how dangerous this is. for the Jewish people and for Israel, it's extremely dangerous. And again, it's not in the news. The fact that Blair is going to become Catholic should be of deep concern to the English people. He was their leader for, what, 8 years? And who was he leading? England for? And this, of course, is not my place to delve into Catholic Protestant so-called relations. But England, of course, really is the head of the Protestant Church. At least it used to be. Now nobody in England goes to church anymore, and the Protestant Church is very close to a Marxist collective. Nonetheless, Bush is going to become a Catholic, just in case you didn't know that.
And this all goes along with our belief that there is a move towards a one-world government and a one-world religion. And somehow or other, the fact that Blair is going to become a Catholic fits into this overall scheme of the internationalists to destroy contemporary society. So pick the story up. I think it's a fascinating little tidbit. Don't quite understand its significance, but it is very significant.
Well, it's significant for Israel, that's for sure.
Right.
He's the negotiator for the quartet.
I know.
I mean, how much more significant for Israel do you want to get? He's the one who negotiated with Israel to keep the so-called peace road to Bethlehem open during the Christmas holidays. It was him personally. Israel has security. They don't necessarily want an unrestricted flow of who knows if it's unrestricted who's coming into Israel. Blair was the one who lifted the security for the Catholic Church, apparently. This is what the quartet, their chief negotiator is a new Catholic. And again, I mean, my wife is converting to Judaism. That doesn't make her evil. But when you're the Prime Minister of England for like 8 years and you betray your own people by taking on the religion that, well, it's not yours, it is significant.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamish. Lots of exciting things happening out there, ladies and gentlemen. It's just a matter of being able to connect the dots. We'll be right back here at the American Effort.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing, Medicaid, and Medicare available.
I would put a plug in for Barry's DVD, The Return of the Giants, because it really is a fascinating DVD, a lot of information about the supernatural. And Barry put that together, and it has a book called The Return of the Giants. I think you'll find those interesting. But go ahead, Barry.
Do you know what Tony Blair's favorite TV show is?
What is it?
I Love Lucifer.
Is there really a television show like that?
Well, actually, there's one called I Love Lucy.
Well, I know, but there's a lot of difference between I Love Lucifer and I Love Lucy now.
Well,
I thought it might be The Medium because, of course, this is coming back here on Monday evenings in America, and it's a fascinating, it's an entertaining program all about this wonderful little blonde girl, Alison DeBaugh, who, is able to help the district attorney catch the bad guys because she's a medium. But nobody ever really points out the fact that she is in contact with the other dimension. She is demonically possessed. The demons are telling of these people. And it's a true story. There really was Alison DeBaugh. But anyway, go right ahead, Barry.
Oh, I just threw that in just for the heck of it.
That's
a good riddle. Now, the final chapter of the murder 3 weeks ago of Ido Zoldan, which from the night of the murder, I said it's a setup. This was the head of the movement to move back to Chumash, one of the four Sumerian towns pulled up by the Israeli army in August of 2005. And 3 days before he had a convention in Tel Aviv, where his father, probably the biggest house builder in Judea and Samaria, was going to sell plots of land to move back to Chumash, he was knocked off by the PLO. And I said, well, it's the PLO working with the Israeli government. Of course, this is Fatah. And the Israeli government or the secret government have been working hand in hand from the very beginning. And I knew that. And for some reason, these settlers, these truly, truly stupid settlers who are just letting their leaders get knocked off and their rabbis' children get knocked off. And it's been going, this year has been a terrible year for that. And they won't wake up. Everything is an accident. Well, this week we find out something that the murderers of Ido Zoldan were captured the next day or the day after by the Shabakh. Big headlines, Zoldan's murderers caught. What we found out this week, though, is the Shabakh gave them over to the Palestinian Authority. What for? He murdered a Jew. Why would they do that? And then
they turn 500 terrorists with blood on their hands for free. I mean, they're doing that all the time.
Well, this is not a prisoner exchange. I mean, this was the arrest of a murderer of a Jew.
Sure.
There was no gift to celebrate Ramadan or whatever a prisoner exchange is supposed to be. This wasn't part of the usual framework of giving something for nothing. They just handed them over to the Palestinian Authority, and guess what? They haven't been charged with anything. They're viewed as liberating heroes, and very shortly, they will either be a show trial, they may sit for a day in prison, and they're going to be released. But the PLO so far have not charged them with anything, and they're free. And this was a murder ultimately by the Israeli Shabak, not the whole Shabak. It's a branch, and it's an ugly branch, and they've been murdering for years. Nonetheless, as I've said before, this was an Israeli murder of a Jew. And it's going on in Yesha to discourage and demoralize them, and it goes on constantly. Which brings me back, by the way, to the business of Denis Kuchinik. You may not get this every single day, but you're getting it in America as well. Nobody is investigating, nobody, the murder of Paul Wellstone. This was the enemy of the Bush-Rice-Cheney gang, and he went down, his plane went down in decent weather, and they killed him and his daughter. And by the way, he was Jewish, which kind of makes it worse or more relevant to me. It makes it worse for me and more relevant. You're getting the same thing done in the States, but nobody, I can't believe you haven't heard about this Kuchinik's brother being dead, I think, in Cleveland, in his apartment. And nobody can understand how he died. You know what? Go to my website. Just go to BarryChambers.com. Go to articles and pull this up and read it. The same evil going on in Israel is happening in the States. Your political system also kills off the violent opponents. Violent in the sense that they're in deep opposition to your government's policies, and ultimately, really, it's the New World Order, whether they say so or not. They and their families are in grave danger as well in the States. But in Israel, it's just happening every single month. They knock off another one.
Well, unfortunately, we are dealing with very evil people. And once we understand that, Barry, it makes a lot more sense.
And well, all I can say is the news that I sent out yesterday is just plain, ordinary news. I put in all my references. They're perfectly good references. The Blair stuff came from the actual Catholic news newspaper. Couldn't get it from a better source. I use Israel National News, and I use Ynet News, and all kinds of proof that all of this isn't made up. But nobody else is reporting this stuff the way it actually is happening. And I got to tell you, this confuses me very, very much. The murder of Ido Zoldan, I knew it was a murder from day one. The rest of the residents of Yesha still don't believe it.
Well, we'll look forward to talking to you
tonight at midnight.
God bless. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Killing or doing away with the American, prominent Americans, as Senator Wellstone. Certainly one of the most amazing stories is what really happened to Larry McDonald. And I don't think the American people have ever heard the truth. We have a four-tape set on the downing of KAL 007. We have actually some of the reports that came out of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that suggested the plane landed safely. And, of course, Larry McDonald and everyone on board was, of course, taken to prison camps where they languish to this day. I mean, the very important information, it's available in syllabus form from Radio Liberty. Why did our government want to get rid of Larry McDonald? Because he was bringing out the fact that we were financing communism. We have financed communism since its inception, and we can't let the American people understand. We've created the best enemies money could buy, and that's why my new pamphlet, The Communist-Capitalist Alliance, is so important. The Communist-Capitalist Alliance is so important because it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, as is our four-tape set on KAL 007 and the syllabus that we have, the information that came out of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And, of course, then the book, The Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, of the book Best Enemies Money Could Buy. My video interview with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. You must understand, we've always funded communism. We brought Fidel Castro to power. We wanted an enemy. I mean, here's Fidel Castro, who had show trials and killed 15,000 Cubans who had been supporters of Batista, who had been democratically elected. Why isn't there a call to try Fidel Castro for crimes like there is of Fujimori in Peru? Because, of course, they killed, you know, a dozen or so communists. Why don't we, 15,000 Cubans were killed, you know, by Fidel Castro in the show trials down there? But, of course, Fidel Castro is a good, close personal friend of David Rockefeller's daughter. And David Rockefeller has met with Fidel Castro. And if you doubt that, you need to get memoirs, David Rockefeller's memoirs. We carry that here at Radio Liberty. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you don't believe we intentionally brought Fidel Castro to power and keep him in power, you need to get my video or DVD. World Revolution. That's World Revolution, where you'll get the information you're not going to get elsewhere. Nothing is as it appears to be. We have to have enemies so we can rally the people behind the government so they'll pay their taxes to protect us from the wicked communists. And the communists are wicked, and they are evil. But, of course, if you ever go to the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations, and I've been there on several occasions and spent many weeks there going through their files, you find that all the communist leaders come and talk to the CFR, checking in at headquarters. And, of course, there at the headquarters of the CFR, they have a copy of their magazine, Foreign Affairs. They keep it under special wraps in a very, very special place where you can go and see it, where you can see the pages where Vladimir Lenin, a mass murderer, read and made notes in the margins of Foreign Affairs magazine. You see, it's all one big game, but we can never let the American people understand. The ultimate goal, a new world order, a new world religion. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.